Try telling any Texan that they don't have the country's best barbecue, and you're sure to get an argument.
Hands down, Texas barbecue is the best, without a doubt. It goes back. It's traditional. You know, that's when you think about Texas, you know, you think about the Westerns, you think about barbecue. You know, those are some of the things you think about.
And even if the NFL's MVP says it's the best, he faces some disagreement.
I have a couple arguments with that because I really do think there's some places in Alabama that have some good food also. But I'm going to enjoy this dinner for now, and I'm going to let them know how it tastes. I'm sure if he try Alabama barbecue, then especially Birmingham, you know, he's going to have a different opinion.
There was no denying the great food and great evening at the Eat Big, Give Big Texas barbecue event, hosted by Adrian Peterson this week in Eden Prairie. The fundraiser was put on by the All Day Foundation and the Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota to advocate and benefit the health and well-being of kids throughout the state.
You know, the All Day Foundation is all about, you know, giving back to others, you know, for at-risk kids. And who better to partner with than Children's? You know, they are the best at what they do when it comes to kids' health care. And helping kids at risk, you know, kids that are, you know, being neglected and abused. So, you know, that's what the funds are raised for tonight, you know, for the All Day Foundation at-risk kids and neglected and abused kids here. And, you know, that's why we was able to collaborate.
The impact that we're looking for more than anything else is how do we make kids in this community healthier. So tonight's fundraiser happens to deal with children who are abused, whether it's physical abuse, sexual abuse, runaways. It's not a big area that people talk a lot about, but you know, each year we take care of 1,200 kids who've either been physically or sexually abused or runaways. You know, that's the impact we're trying to have. How do we to decrease those numbers, and if they do occur, how do we make their lives better?
So fighting, man.
I know.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing. That's all you gotta do. Just keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting.
After his visit last month to the Minneapolis clinic and the young lives needing a beam of light, there was no stopping the MVP on his quest to make an impact.
I'm a big Vikings fan, so that's really exciting. And just to have such a big name involved with Children's and to know that he really cares just means the world. I think he's being a really good role model for everyone in the community and just showing that he really cares about all the kids at Children's.
Anybody who comes from Minnesota who's been a Viking fan, or even not if you're not a football fan, looks at Adrian Peterson and says, this is the best player in the NFL. And what those of us from Minnesota understand is what integrity he has. We're all impressed with his perseverance, his, you know, how hard he worked to get back into the top. And for us at Children's, it implies that here we can get together with his foundation and our foundations and work together to improve the lives of children. So for us, it's a big deal and something we're very happy and proud of to partner with.
Definitely moved, you know, when I have a visit at the Children's Hospital just to, you know, see those young kids, you know, who's fighting different, you know, kind of cancer, you know, kids, you know, coming right out of heart surgery, and majority of those kids were infants. And, you know, any worries that I had at that time before I got to the hospital, you know, easily they went away. You know, it definitely put things in perspective, and it shows you who, you know, like these kids are really fighting. You know, these kids really, this is life and death, and just to see the smiles on their face, you know, and to be able to, you know, give them some words of encouragement and to be able to brighten their day, you know, that was all I needed.
A night to give back to others was what the Eat Big, Give Big Texas barbecue event was all about. The MVP may have some disagreements with his teammates as to whose home state has the best barbecue. But there is no denying the impact Adrian Peterson has once again made on the Twin Cities community.